Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle is here. Sean's back, folks, after a long hiatus. He's been gone a long time. We're glad he's here. He's a co-founder, principal, and director of strategy for Fitzmartin, Inc. He's a consultant extraordinaire. He's the author of Enabling Profit, and his new book is called Shift. And it's all about how to help people like you put their best foot forward in the market as a small business CEO. And we're going to talk about that today. We're glad he's back. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. Where have you been? We've missed you.
Oh, been changing one small business at a time, including my own, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Well, we business physicians have to heal ourselves, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, and many things. I sit and I'll give advice to an executive and think, have I followed this advice? You know, if I'm going to give this advice, I need to follow it.
That's exactly right. So no, probably, I've done that.
Probably
I've
the last 2 years, I've done nothing but try to follow my advice. And that's one of those bits of advice is write a book. If you know what you're doing, write a book. Mm-hmm. Share it with others. Help other people.
So tell us about when you decided to write Shift. What were your What lane did you want it to be in?
Oh gosh, well, initially the book was designed to really talk about using marketing as a lever and all the most successful tactics. Mm-hmm. But that's just so broad. There's about a million marketing books out there. Mm-hmm. Then I thought about, well, most of my career I've worked with, and specifically small businesses. But, you know, when you ask somebody, you know, they always say, well, I worked for Georgia Pacific or the Southeastern Conference. And those are true. I did. Worked with BBVA, worked with, you know, all these big, big companies. Mm-hmm. But the reality of my career was working with small businesses. I love small business. So I thought
they're very
this
lovable.
Book would – they are. And if you pet them nicely, they come back.
Mm-hmm. Just don't feed them after midnight, though. That's the only thing.
So I thought, you know, what about a book of all the – big, powerful ways marketing is leveraged in large companies to help small business owners use those same tools. So that's what Shift is all about.
Well, I'll tell you, you're onto something. You're onto something because one of the very early things that I commented on this show was the fact that were the two areas where small businesses really could take a lot of lessons and could learn a lot and should emulate their corporate, you know, big cousins. And one of them was HR. We should do it. We need to learn how to become more professional and more sophisticated in the way we find and onboard people and keep them. And the other one is in marketing. And those are the two areas. Yeah. You know, we're as good at selling as anybody. We're as good at, you know, we can be as good at all the other stuff as we need to be, but those two areas. And so you're covering the marketing landscape, and I think it's really important.
Well, and I'd start off by really
– it's not getting easier either, is it, Sean? With all the social media and the big data and the analytics, it's not getting easier. You just about the time you think you've got it, you kind of got it under your wing, so to speak, something new comes up.
Well, and that's yes, you're 100% correct. You know, most of the business owners I work with have grown it up, bootstrapped it, fought the fights, the hard fights, and they've done it through bludgeoning, brute force, and salesmanship. And that's what they believe in because that's what put food on their table. So coming in as a small small business executive and convincing them that marketing should be more than art mm-hmm. and decoration, that I can't tell you how many times a business executive has brought in, this is my niece who just graduated from college. This is my marketing director.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, it's not. And I'm trying to help them understand. It's a challenge, but but it's also one that works.
Well, how about just getting them to budget a number on their put some dollars in their budget for a line item for marketing?
Oh, it's unbelievably hard. And marketing is one of those things. This will date me a little bit, but I had a printer that I grumbled about a price to once, and the printer said, "Well, if I tell you that it's $10,100, I know it's going to be right. But if you spend $9,900 and it fails, I'm not going to take that risk. You've got to spend enough to have it work."
Yeah,
that's Google
true.
Is a great example of that. People want to just put, I'm going to put $700 a month into Google.
Mm-hmm.
And what we tell people now is just don't do it. Don't do it unless you're going to fund it properly. Mm-hmm. And if you work with a qualified agency, they can talk to their Google partner and actually tell you what your competitors are spending. It's one of the mm-hmm. great secrets of Google. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get a phone call after this now from Google.
So,
budgeting is important. And there's some basics that you can use.
Tell the audience what, when you talk about marketing, I think there are still people out there who might not know how marketing differs from advertising, from brand building, from sales. I mean, those are all things that need to be done, and they intersect in different places. But tell us how you put all those together.
Perfect, I can do that. The easiest way to think about marketing is it does everything in your business that is preparing somebody to come into your business as a customer. Sales has the job of closing the deal. So you think about marketing as everything from a customer experience's design, the brand, the way the logo looks and feels, the craft part.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the stuff that has to be very carefully handled, because you can assume that that is all mm-hmm. marketing. What's not remembered is, often at least, is the things like, government relations. Marketing should be shaping the marketplace. Now, a lot of small businesses aren't down or up in D.C. shaping the market, but even your local market can be shaped. It might be designing your products and services. It might be marketing, looking at real estate. Where should mm-hmm. your physical plant be to help serve your customers? It might be designing a tour of your facility. Your mm-hmm. manufacturing might be doing a voice of the customer.
Does your logo and tagline need to be updated over the next 3 years? And develop a strategy for that. It's all part of marketing, folks. Whatever it takes to get the customer to know about you, including sales leads. Quick break. Right back with Sean Doyle. The book is called Shift. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.